Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
So this is the kind of text I'm talking about. Damon and Fraser. Blank Dusty May, blank Ward Manuel. I hope Dusty fails miserably like Beeline did. Damon, dude. Beeline was a great coach. Dusty May was a great coach. They have career aspirations and financial considerations that, the truth be told, yeah, it sucks. And maybe, I don't know that Ward dropped the ball yet, okay? Like, I get that people are frustrated with that. Ward brought him in. Ward, you know, is ultimately responsible for the department. And Ward now has another coach to hire if he gets that opportunity. I don't know if he dropped the ball, there should be consequences, but you can't make a guy sign a contract or stay. I mean, contracts aren't, I guess, all that binding, but NBA money is NBA money. And if that's his dream, I'd like to hear what Dusty has to say before we start with the F everybody thing, man.
Well, it's the first stage of grief, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Getting to the first stages of grief.
That Dusty May hire was a great hire that Ward Manuel doesn't seem to get the credit he deserves for making. The question is, can he do it again? That's from an unnamed texter. Phenomenal hire for the Mavericks. If Michigan sucks the next couple of years, we can just blame it on his departure. That's from an unnamed texter. Well, I mean, it certainly is a blow. And the players that are currently on the roster are there. A new coach will get hired. And 5 days after that coach gets hired, the transfer portal will open for those players and they will be allowed to leave. So it'll be hiring a coach that will have to recruit the roster, which happens a lot, that when new coaches take over programs, they have to recruit their own roster. And there are cases where an entire roster will go into the portal.
I have a feeling that you're always recruiting your own roster.
Oh, that's kind of true, yeah.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Brian on a cell. You're on 97.1. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. So Champ and Chump, it actually changed with the breaking news. My Champ is the same. It's going to be Florida for getting Kachuk, you know, good acquisition for that team. My Chump is now going to be Rieger, who immediately just started cursing Dusty May. Like, that's a really good job opportunity for him, and I hope he's successful as he was in Michigan. And then lastly, I just want to make a comment. You know, listening to the morning show, people calling and texting saying, ask Dylan Larkin, and it's all Dylan Larkin's fault that Yzerman's in this position. And I disagree. I think Yzerman's fault that he's in this position, because if he did his job well, Larkin would want to play for this team. People would want to come to the Red Wings and play. Like, you're making people leave, not want to stay. So to me, it's all Yzerman's fault that this team is the way it is.
I mean, I mostly think it is.
It might be. Yeah, I mean, there's you know, three sides to a story, right? So I think we're all looking into seeing what would be Dylan Larkin's side of the story. And if he's asking out, that, okay, is he just fed up with it? We still don't know. You know why? Because Dylan Larkin hasn't said a word. And we don't know what's up with Steve Yzerman, because he hasn't said a word either. You know, there's an interesting parallel with the Brady Kachuk and Dylan Larkin story. Well, maybe it's not parallel. It's two ways of handling a situation. Anybody here, raise your hand if you knew Brady Kachuk was going to get traded over the weekend.
Well, I didn't know, but it started to come out. I don't know when we first saw those Twitter rumors.
But it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't like the Dylan Larkin stuff where Larkin wants out.
It wasn't.
Right?
I think.
And I don't recall hearing anything about there's a four-team list of teams he wants to go to.
Well, I saw that today.
Today, yes.
Yeah, but I also had heard, I mean, there were Twitter rumblings, and with a grain of salt. But
my point is that the Kachuk thing was kept quiet. Nobody leaked it. The Larkin stuff has been leaked now for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Right? And it's a different way of handling a situation. And, you know, what they got, they got three first round picks and a second round pick. So they got is draft capital out of it, albeit three first round picks is pretty good draft capital. but I don't think the Red Wings are looking for just draft capital.
Let's get to our Champ and Chump nominations. My Champ of the Weekend is Dad's Everywhere. Being a father is incredibly rewarding, and it's also a ton of hard work. And Father's Day yesterday, I wanted to honor all the dads who out there doing that tough work to help bring up the next generation. Dad's Everywhere, my champ.
I give the champ to Wyndham Clark. He won the U.S. Open going wire to wire despite leaving the door open for competition after seeing a six-stroke lead dwindle to just one. But that was enough to hang on and win, and hopefully he honors his commitment to the Rocket Classic as the reigning U.S. Open champ, and I imagine that his world golf ranking will jump significantly. I think it was in the 30s, and I imagine it's going to jump significantly, maybe even hopefully top 10.
My chump of the weekend, it's changed in the last 10 minutes. People need to take a deep breath. There's a lot of F Ward and F Dusty May coming in right now. And why don't we just calm down, see what happened, see if Dusty had told Ward this has always been my dream and Ward knew it all along, or see if Ward did anything wrong or Dusty did anything wrong before we start saying blank everybody. I've learned my lesson in jumping to quick conclusions.
Okay. My chump, the dreaded own goal. There have been at least eight of them so far at the World Cup, and it's so demoralizing to be on the losing end of one of those in a sport where goals are really hard to come by. We'll take them. You know, the United States benefited from that against Australia. The first goal of the game was an own goal, but it's crazy how many of them there have already been here in the World Cup.
They suck. And they always feel terrible for the person who did it, because it can happen when you're defending in front of your own goal. Hence the name. 248-539-9797. Get your champ and chump votes in. And we had a busy show, and in the middle of it, Dusty May, it is announced that he will be taking the Dallas Mavericks job. And we'll have news on his replacement by 2 p.m. I'm joking. For some reason,
it's our show standard.
From Bear Slays on Twitch. Michigan fans, let's stop showing our asses. We have nothing but immense love and respect for Dusty May. He brought us a championship and assembled arguably one of the greatest college basketball teams of all time. I'm very sad, but wish him nothing but the best.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
You can't get mad at somebody if they're, well, I guess you can get mad at them. It's unfair, in my opinion, for somebody to get mad at somebody who's chasing their dream. If this is his dream, if this is what he always wanted, you know, you should be allowed to chase your dreams. Now, does it suck? Sure. Sure, it sucks.
Well, I get where people are upset. The people are upset because there's a contract, and he's not honoring the contract. He's jumping out of it to go elsewhere. That's the part that really sucks.
Yeah, it's weird because I guess I give him a pass on that because he's not the first and he won't be the last. This happens all the time. Yeah. There are buyouts and contracts, and they'll have to pay whatever buyout it is. But, you know, after last year, and Indiana came at him, and they locked him up with a new, more Dusty May-friendly contract and one with a bigger buyout. But NBA money's a little different, right?
Yes.
248-539-9797. So now it's what's next for Michigan. And I will tell you, I'm not sure. I guess you got to see what members of his staff go with. Do you go the interim route?
Is Yaxel in play now for the Mavericks in the lottery?
It could be.
I doubt. I mean, Dusty's just getting there. He's not even officially their coach yet. So I don't know if they
ready to for the draft tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
So who do you want? What? I'm just looking for a place to live, man.
Gator, as a Spartan, is there a part of you that like, damn, we don't get to beat them? You know what I mean?
No.
Like, all right, so you're more just like, thank God, good riddance, or
I'm not thank God. I mean, I'm just okay. See ya. You know, I don't like the athletic director there, and if this is something that's just more evidence for him that he's going to be on his way out, then okay, I could bring a smile on my face, but that's just me personally. You know, professionally,
you're
I can keep it in check.
Too.
Yeah, I can keep this in check, and it's.
But I mean, what do you think about Spartan Nation? Like the majority?
Oh, Michigan State fans are. They're laughing. I think is what it is. To see it happen to Michigan, so. Like yeah, everything else, see what happens next.
The exodus of people from our state universities here is actually concerning. None special here now says, just look at it this way, Michigan fans. Buyout money means you can buy more players that you wouldn't have to come, that you wouldn't have come without NIL. Tom says, I can get mad at everybody in Michigan's leadership group for allowing Dusty to leave the locker room celebration without an extension. Oh, I'm sorry. In Michigan's leadership group for allowing Dusty to leave the locker room celebration without an extension. 248-539-9797. Thug Aim says, Doug, you know that Larkin's going to get traded at 201 today, right? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.